Rapture Ready or Not by Terry James. Preface. Instantaneously, I stood before a throng of cheering people who appeared to be in their mid-20s. Young men and young women looked at me with expressions of absolute jubilation projecting from the most beautiful faces I've seen before or since. Their hands were thrusting at full arm's length above their heads while they looked into my eyes. I knew theirs was a cheer for some immense victory. They were bidding me to join them, or so I thought at that eternal moment. But everything turned dark again, and I heard someone say, "I had to hit him with the paddles." "What paddles?" I asked. "Your heart stopped, and I had to use the defib paddles," the man's voice said. In what seemed mere moments, I heard a strange sound, the same one I had heard immediately before standing in front of that cheering throng. It was a blip sound, like that of going from one computer application to another. I instantly stood for the second time before the same wildly cheering young men and women, their hands again thrusting upward as if expressing victory. They laughed and jumped up and down while looking into my eyes with pure delight projecting into my core being, causing an inner warmth I had not known before that moment. Things started darkening around me again, and I said, whether audibly or not, I don't know, that I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay with them, wanted to join them. But I was again on the gurney, or hospital cath lab table. "What are you doing?" I asked the people who were working feverishly on me.
"They're trying to save your life,"
came the voice from the one who had said he had to use the defib paddles. Then it happened again. I heard the electronic-sounding blip. Immediately, for the third time, I stood with the beautiful young men and women. This time, I joined them while they continued to look into my eyes and wave their hands high above their heads. This time, we were running, and they were looking over at me while we ran. Toward what? I don't know. We were moving swiftly, with no effort whatsoever, toward something wonderful, toward the reason for this victory lap. The darkness came again, and I was again on the table. I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be with the group that I had somehow gotten to feel a visceral part of during my three trips to... where? I don't know. It was Good Friday, April 22nd, 2011, and I was said to be dead on arrival, and then was clinically dead, flatlined, on two other occasions. The interventional cardiologist told me that 95% of people with the widowmaker never make it to the cath lab. Of those who do, he informed, only 50% live. And then he wanted me to look at the picture of my artery and what he had done to remove the blockage that had stopped my heart. I told him I couldn't see it. I'd been totally blind since a retinal disease took my eyesight almost 20 years earlier. "You should see where I've just been," I tried to tell the doctor and the others who had just pulled off a medical miracle. They were too busy to listen. My case was so unusual, and the miracle of my recovery was so astounding that the Cardiologist Association of my state gave me the Cardiologist Patient of the Year Award, which still sits on a shelf in my office. There isn't a day that passes that I don't think deeply on the reason for my experience. My trip into that realm, suspended somewhere between life and death, that could only be described as being on the periphery of heaven. Although there are reasons beyond my ability to know why I was allowed that Good Friday trip to be with those cheering young heavenly beings, I have been given over the months since some answers as to what the experience was about. I intend to share that knowledge here. Not only do I want to share what I know the experience involved, but I must tell you, because I am absolutely required to do so. It is my commission from God in heaven. The purpose is that important. My commission is to tell you that there is coming, and very soon, one specific tick of the clock's second hand that is going to convulse every culture, every society, every individual on planet Earth. God has spoken it. It will happen. That instant of time will be the event that is one of the most derided, the most mocked of all biblical truths. It will come without any immediate forewarning, but it will not happen without a great number of prophetic signposts that presage its occurrence. As a matter of fact, those signals are literally pulsing all around us at this moment. The very atmosphere is electric with the heavenly siren call to be alert. Something of earth-shocking impact is about to happen. Multiplied millions of people across the world will disappear in less than a microsecond. The aftermath of the sudden vanishing in America in particular will produce carnage that staggers the imagination. Those left behind will face problems that will make any situations they're presently experiencing seem like nothing by comparison. Beware and be aware. Believe it or not, it is going to happen. According to the signals that warn of its horror-filled aftermath, the rapture is about to rip civilization as no other event since the flood of Noah's day. This is the distinct impression permanently engraved into my spirit on that Good Friday, 2011. The crowd's cheering, my spirit impression tells me, is for the message I have been disseminating for many years through books, speaking engagements, broadcasts, and articles on our website, www.raptureready.com. However, the young heavenly cheerleaders were mostly praising. They weren't praising me or the others who present the message of the rapture in all its truth, although that was part of the reason they cheered. They were praising God, that this astonishing event is on the very brink of bringing the vast body of believers into the Father's house, just as God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, promised. Their jubilation was heaven's validation of the view of the rapture that proclaims that believers in Jesus Christ alone for salvation will be brought instantaneously into His blessed presence before the most horrendous time of human history breaks upon a world ripe for judgment. Be assured, rapture ready or not, these things are about to take place.